Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As the world watches the evolving landscape of global politics and energy security, a significant development has taken place in the Middle East, with Prime Minister Narendra Modi making a strategic stopover in Abu Dhabi, marking the first leg of his five-nation tour. This visit has yielded landmark agreements that are set to redefine India's energy security architecture and strengthen its strategic partnership with the United Arab Emirates. The visit takes place against the backdrop of rising tensions in West Asia, particularly the risk premium associated with the Strait of Hormuz, which has led to a surge in the wholesale price index for fuel and power by 24.71% year-over-year in April 2026. This scenario underscores India's vulnerability in terms of its strategic petroleum reserves, which currently stand at about 5.33 million metric tons, translating to roughly 9 to 10 days import cover across three underground rock caverns. The importance of expanding these reserves cannot be overstated, especially considering the long-term goal of achieving 90 days worth of import cover. First, let's delve into the key agreements signed during this visit. The ISPRL ADNOC MO is significant as it pertains to the storage of crude oil in India's strategic petroleum reserves. Here's how it works. ADNOC will store crude oil at India's SPR caverns at its own cost, and in the event of a supply emergency, India can retain a portion of the stored crude while ADNOC retains commercial rights to the rest. This model is similar to the one operating between Saudi Aramco and India, specifically at the Padur cavern in Karnataka. What makes this agreement significant is that it addresses India's energy security concerns by providing a mechanism for crude oil storage and supply in times of crisis. It also complements India's efforts to expand its strategic petroleum reserves, which are crucial for mitigating the impact of global supply disruptions on the domestic economy. Another crucial agreement is the IOCL ADNOC LPG Supply Agreement, which ensures a long-term supply of LPG from ADNOC's portfolio to India. Given that the UAE is already the single largest supplier of LPG to India, accounting for approximately 40% of India's LPG imports, this agreement is pivotal in reducing India's exposure to spot market volatility. By locking in volume and pricing frameworks, India can better manage its LPG supply chains and ensure a stable supply of cooking gas to its citizens, which is a key objective of the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Crucially, the Cochin Shipyard Dry Docks World MO is also a significant development, as it aims to establish a ship repair cluster at Vadinar in Gujarat under India's Maritime Development Fund scheme. This initiative aligns with the Maritime India Vision 2030 and the Maritime Amritkal Vision 2047 targets, which aim to elevate India's status in the global maritime sector. The location of this cluster at Vadinar, which is home to HPCL's Vadinar refinery, underscores the strategic importance of this project in enhancing India's maritime capabilities. And here is something that surprises many students: the Strategic Defence Partnership Framework signed between India and the UAE is a comprehensive agreement that covers defence industrial collaboration, maritime security, cyber defence, and secure communications. Building on the 2017 Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, this framework recognizes the shared security concerns of both nations, particularly in the context of the Strait of Hormuz disruption scenarios. The existing defence ties between India and the UAE, which include training cooperation, naval port calls, and intelligence sharing, are set to be further strengthened by this agreement. It is worth pausing here to note that the UAE has committed to investing $5 billion in new investments into India, which is a significant boost to India's economy and a testament to the growing strategic partnership between the two nations. Now, let us turn to the institutional profiles of the key players involved. ADNOC, or the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, is one of the world's largest integrated energy companies by reserves, wholly owned by the Abu Dhabi government. It operates across the entire energy value chain, from upstream to downstream, including refining, petrochemicals, and LNG. ADNOC's engagement with India is not new, as it has been a partner in Babco Energies in Bahrain and has investments in ONGC's international ventures. Remember this number: India currently holds about 5.33 million metric tons of strategic crude, which is far below the IEA recommendation of 90 days worth of import cover. Note this carefully: India is not a full member of the International Energy Agency but is an associate member, which means it is not required to hold 90 days worth of oil reserves. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including India-UAE bilateral relations, the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, and India-GCC relations. It also pertains to GS Paper 3, which deals with economy and energy security, including strategic petroleum reserves, energy security architecture, LPG supply chains, and defense procurement. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Indian Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited, or ISPRL, is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas and operates India's underground cavern SPR network at Visakhapatnam, Mangaluru, and Padur. ADNOC, as mentioned earlier, is the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, which is Abu Dhabi government-owned and is among the world's top five companies by reserves. The India-UAE CEPA, or Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, was signed in February 2022 and came into force in May 2022, marking the first India FTA with a GCC nation, covering goods, services, and investment. IOCL, or the Indian Oil Corporation Limited, is the largest central PSU by revenue, refining, distributing, and trading petroleum products, with its headquarters in New Delhi. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve refers to the crude oil stockpile held for supply emergencies, with India's target being around 90 million metric tons in the long term, and the current stockpile standing at approximately 5.33 million metric tons across three caverns. So, what does this mean for India's strategic position? The agreements signed during Prime Minister Modi's visit to the UAE are set to significantly enhance India's energy security and strategic partnership with the UAE, marking a new chapter in their bilateral relations. As India navigates the complex landscape of global politics and energy security, these developments will undoubtedly play a crucial role in shaping its future.